With WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting. Another day of high fire risk is expected across northern Wisconsin and the western Upper Peninsula today. Red flag warnings are issued when there are hot temperatures, very low humidity, gusty winds, and dry fuels. WXPR's Katie Thorson reports.
Spring is fire season in Wisconsin.
Wisconsin DNR wildfire prevention specialist Catherine Cooley says there's usually a couple red flag days each year in the state. But less common is seeing them multiple days in a row.
We just need some rain to really kind of shake things up for us and get that green up to continue.
It was an early start to the fire season in Wisconsin because of the lack of snow this winter. There's been close to 800 wildfires that have burned more than 2,300 acres so far. Nearly 100 of those fires have come in the last week. While many wildfires are started by debris burning, equipment has also been the cause.
Operating equipment in the woods or in dry grassy areas, as hot exhaust systems and chainsaws, even trailer chains dragging along a road can cause a spark and easily cause a wildfire that could spread very quickly.
The Wisconsin DNR is urging people to avoid all burning and be careful with any equipment that could spark. If you cause a fire or see a fire, you should report it right away. Several fires have popped up in the region in the past couple of days. Quick response has kept them all relatively small.
Everybody's on high alert right now. Again, we're kind of monitoring from our command center down in Madison, moving resources. We've got Department of Transportation has been gracious enough to allow us to use their electronic message boards to help with folks from out of the areas or driving on the road know about these conditions. So it's kind of all hands on deck, and hopefully the public will adhere to these conditions.
The DNR has several resources on standby, including two single-engine scoopers and a couple of Black Hawk helicopters from the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Conditions are expected to improve later in the week with the forecasted rain. For WXPR News, I'm Katie Thorson.
A fire in south-central Wisconsin burned 80 acres but is now contained. The Wisconsin DNR says about 40 homes were evacuated because of the fire in Juneau County, but people were allowed to return at 6:40 last night. No injuries were reported. Officials say the fire originated in the town of Cutler and burned in pine and marsh grass. The Forest County Potawatomi community has elected a new chairman. A post on the Forest County Potawatomi Community Facebook page congratulated Chairman Brooks Boyd Sr. He had previously been serving on the Potawatomi Executive Council. Boyd follows James Crawford in the post. Crawford resigned recently after being offered the position of the United States Department of Transportation's Assistant Secretary of Tribal Affairs. Herb Daniels Jr. was elected to fill a post on the tribe's Executive Council. A new study with Michigan State University researchers reveals lasting PFAS effects in a Michigan community's drinking water near an old paper mill landfill. We get more from Crystal Blair.
PFAS are forever chemicals that enter the body and don't break down easily, often found in products like nonstick pans and waterproof gear. The study focused on a southwest Michigan city where PFAS contamination in drinking water was first identified in 2018. This is the first study to examine PFAS in both tap water and blood in a community exposed to the chemicals. Courtney Kerrigan, MSU assistant professor and lead researcher, shares key findings from the study.
The levels that we see in blood, being elevated and for some people were above what the National Academies has recommended in terms of where you would start to need additional medical screening for certain PFAS-related health effects. It's good that this community got that intervention.
The study found that PFAS compounds lingered in the body even 3 years after switching to clean water. The findings give a starting point for understanding PFAS risk and how well intervention strategies work. Study participants who drank contaminated water were divided into two groups, those with high exposure from city water and those with lower exposure from private wells. Blood PFAS levels rose with each year of exposure for both groups. Women in the low exposure group had lower levels than men, likely due to biological factors. Kerrigan also notes a separate study identified key sources of PFAS contamination.
We found that closer proximity to airports, military fire training sites, wastewater treatment plants were more likely to have PFAS contamination in those public water systems.
Research shows PFAS compounds are found in the blood of most Americans. Those with the highest levels were people exposed at work or via contaminated drinking water. For the Michigan News Connection, I'm Crystal Blair.
Illinois is getting set to close on property that officials want to buy to keep invasive carp from reaching the Great Lakes. The project has been on hold in recent months as Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker sought assurances that the Trump administration would make good on federal promises to help pay for the effort. Illinois, Michigan, and the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers have been planning since 2020 to install technology in the Des Plaines River to deter carp from entering Lake Michigan. Pritzker's administration announced in February it would delay closing on the property needed until it got assurances that the federal funding will materialize. The White House issued a memo late Friday suggesting Pritzker should go ahead. A recent executive order will mandate all commercial truck drivers to be proficient in English. President Donald Trump's directive comes as more immigrants enter the trucking industry in recent years, with numbers exceeding 700,000, according to the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics. Harvest Public Media's Hector Alejandro Azarte has more.
There's already a federal rule that requires truck drivers to be proficient in English, but Trump has called the new executive order a, quote, non-negotiable safety requirement. That includes speaking and reading well enough to understand road signs and to communicate with officials at agriculture checkpoints, weight limit stations, and Border Patrol. Raman Dhillon is CEO of the North American Punjabi Trucking Association. He says there is a fear that the directive could target some drivers.
All these rules and regulations are vital to the trucking industry, but are these measures that are going to be used against the people of color to retaliate or to discriminate?
The Department of Transportation will soon issue new guidance on English proficiency testing and enforcement. I'm Hector Alejandro Arzate, Harvest Public Media.
For WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting.